The film's plot was incredibly simple. Two drug dealers on custom Harleys riding carefree across the country. Dennis Hopper as Billy, sidekick to Peter Fonda's Wyatt, a.k.a. Captain America. The year was 1969. The film, Easy Rider. They touched a deep counterculture nerve nationwide. Thousands of young Americans bought motorcycles and hit the road. The movie also turned Hopper from Hollywood bit player, most notable for a couple of minor roles opposite James Dean, into a bona fide star. Easy Rider, directed by Hopper and produced by Fonda for less than $400,000, became an instant classic and earned some $40 million. It was a fast ride for Hopper, born in Dodge City, Kansas, back in 1936. Right after Easy Rider, Hopper's career careened out of control. Drugs, alcohol, and one failed marriage after another, including Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and Papas. That union barely lasted a week.
I was down as far as you go. You don't go any lower.
How long sober now?
I've got 6 years.
Yet Hopper managed to keep working.
Mess like that, they don't even count body parts.
Gradually rebuilding his checkered career with roles in Speed.
Thailand is not just our destination.
Waterworld.
You're playing Cedar Knob tomorrow.
And a standout performance in Hoosiers, inspired by the true story of an Indiana high school state basketball championship in 1954. In more recent years, Americans got used to seeing a sober and mature Hopper pitching retirement planning in TV commercials. In 2009, Hopper went public with his battle with prostate cancer. He blamed his fifth wife, Victoria Duffy, for jeopardizing his health by adding extra stress to his life. In January, Hopper filed for divorce, and with time rapidly running out for the frail and ailing actor seen here in March, Hopper was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Dennis Hopper died just 2 months later. He will forever be remembered as a rebel and iconoclast, an uneasy rider who never really fit the Hollywood mold.